The first question is to you. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Poland.
Mm-hmm. Where in Poland?
So I was born in the center of Poland, but I studied in Wrocław. It's a town in the southwest of Poland.
So the place where you were born, is it a small town?
Yeah, it's a village.
Mm-hmm. So how old were you when you moved?
Finally 15, because also when I went to secondary school, I lived in students' hall, like that already. And after that, I lived a year in Paris, and after that, I come back to Poland to study at university in Wrocław.
Mm-hmm. So how long have you lived in Glasgow?
So I've been living here almost for 3 years. In March will be 3 years.
Okay, and what do you do here?
So at the moment I'm studying English at college, and I'm working in a food company as a production worker. So I make tortilla wraps.
Okay.
But I hope to find a better job, because in Poland I work as a French teacher, so maybe in the future here I will find the same job, or maybe as a Polish teacher.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel in Glasgow now that you work as a production worker and not a teacher? Do you feel okay with it?
At the beginning it was okay, a good experience, especially because in Poland, before I am leaving, I worked too much and I was a little tired, so it was a great break for me, but now it's not enough for me, so I would like to find a better job.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's something special about you being Polish? Do you think there's something special being a Polish woman in Glasgow?
Maybe not Polish, but foreign woman, because that's at the beginning, of course, I had problems because of language. When I came here, I came without English at all, so that it wasn't easy. Now it's better, much better, because I can communicate.
So for how long would you say that you've learned English? Was it 3 years?
No, finally it's the second year at college, and just because I waited almost a year, and I before college, the college I learned just a little at home myself.
So how long do you think that would, if you had to sum up, what a period of time would it be you learning English? Would it be 4 or 5?
Almost 3 years. When I'm here,
that's really impressive. I think we can move to a more general discussion of the role of women and the life of women in Glasgow, and I would like you to take part now. First thing I would like to ask you is, do you think the role of a woman in the family is different in Scotland to Poland? And I would like you to talk about your own experiences and you about your observations.
Yes, I think it's a little different because it's another culture, different culture. So in my opinion, Polish women are more traditional. The situation in Poland, of course, has changed, but still I think we can observe these differences. For example, at home, and Polish women cook more. Finally, we started here to use ready meals. And also about looking after children. Of course, in Poland, Polish women started to make career, but mostly they are concentrated to look after children, women, not men still. And here, couples' relationships are more equal. Mm-hmm. I think it's a partnership.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Is that true?
I think yes, it's true. I could ask, maybe that's it seems to me that there's not so close relationship between the youngsters and parents here uh-huh. as it in Poland.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. How did you observe that the relationship between
just
in the streets or
maybe in between my friends and colleagues uh-huh. from the university. Uh-huh. In Poland, even if we have the older friends than the people which I'm studying with, the parents mm-hmm. are the common subject of a conversation. Oh, here, yeah. No one really mentioned the parents.
Mm-hmm.
If I just can think, just for now, only mm-hmm. once my colleague from the uni mentioned parents when she said that she was given the car from her mother. That was mm-hmm. it. In Poland, people talk more about their parents, so I can guess from that they get closer relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when I used to work with the working class people, they are very keen to move out from the parents' house, even mm-hmm. if they're 16, they quit mm-hmm. quit school, leave out, and
even on the street, I think we can observe children a little. Maybe because here Glasgow is a big town, so mm-hmm. it's a little different. But mm-hmm. on the street, even children are very often unpolite, very noisy on the bus. Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. in Poland it's completely different. Mm-hmm. I think in Poland children still have more respect to mm-hmm. adults.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have a lot of problems in Poland, but it's a little bad.
Do you think there's a difference between female and male children and their relationships? What do you think, girls maybe are less more likely?
I heard the opinion that girls here are worse, uh-huh. but I don't know.
I was reading the article that it's compared to Poland, there's much significantly more a crime between the female youngsters uh-huh. than uh-huh. in Poland.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So what do you think about life in the family and how duties and chores, how they are distributed? Do you think children have the same responsibilities, female and male children? Do you think they have any chores to do at all?
I think that depends on the family.
Mm-hmm. What about men and women?
Polish model of the family, it's still more traditional. Mm-hmm. It's a role of woman in the family, it's more important.
Mm-hmm.
She's responsible for cooking, for mm-hmm. cleaning, for looking after children, which I mentioned. Of course, that's changed. And also women do a career. But mm-hmm. I think still this role is more traditional.
Do you think that you have changed your attitude here towards equality?
Not really, I don't know, because here we started to live together,
mm-hmm.
so it's different.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
You mentioned cooking. Have you changed your eating habits
yeah.
in Glasgow?
Yeah, I think because we started to use these ready meals, the life is quicker here.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, we came back to Polish traditional foods.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it's a little healthier.
Mm-hmm.
From the financial reasons, the ready meals are much more affordable here,
yeah. mm-hmm.
while there's not really much choice of the fresh foods. It's
That's
really
true.
Poor for vegetables
mm-hmm.
and some things like that. So that could be also a reason why we change mm-hmm. that habit. But now,
but also about the food that I like very much, the possibility to try a new, completely new food,
mm-hmm.
Like Indian. We try that and we love very
mm-hmm.
much.
Mm-hmm. What about work? You were talking about your work. But on a more general level, Do you think women here have more of an opportunity to work, or is it the same in Poland?
So,
to have maybe a better position at work?
Here it's, I think, a little better. I'm not sure very well about this aspect, this subject.
Maybe in the place where you work, who are the managers?
No, the manager, yeah, it's a man, and a supervisor, it's a girl. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But lastly, I spoke about with my friends about maternity holiday.
Uh-huh.
Here it's better, much better mm-hmm. than in Poland, because the this maternity holiday leave it's longer,
mm-hmm.
And even when they it finished, you can receive benefits here.
Mm-hmm.
In Poland, it's not so easy.
Mm-hmm.
After 4 months, you have to come back to work or mm-hmm. live at home. But without financial support, so here it's easier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I think there's much more women are doing the jobs which are
uh-huh.
traditionally male jobs.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Like I work with the police. There's plenty of female police officers,
yeah.
which is still a rare thing in
mm-hmm.
Poland. So plenty of lorry drivers.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
In Poland, there are virtually no female
mm-hmm.
lorry drivers,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
bus drivers as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of women who do the traditionally male jobs.
Yeah, in Poland still that is something strange.
Mm-hmm.
I think it may be related to, like, recently I was reading an article about a female bus driver in Wrocław,
mm-hmm.
and she was only able to start when they introduced the new buses with power steering
mm-hmm.
and so on, because on the old Eastern European buses, just it's not good enough for women, because you have
mm-hmm.
to be really strong to be able to drive it.
Yeah, yeah. So do you see, when you think about your future here in work, in employment, do you see possibilities and opportunities? How do you look at your future?
Yeah, I hope. But here I had only 3 jobs and it was simple job,
mm-hmm.
But I hope in the future I will come back to my profession.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're not thinking about going back to Poland? Do you not, you don't
yes
think...
one day of course,
mm-hmm.
but or maybe to move to France, it's my dream.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about your free time? How did you spend free time in Poland? What did you do on weekends, evenings?
Almost the same. Go to cinema. At the beginning it was not easy because I couldn't go to the cinema because of the language, problem with language. But now it's better. Only I missed the theater. Because of the problem with language, it's not possible, still not possible, I think, for me. But a big difference is that here in Scotland, young people, or not even young, in general, people go to a pub, have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And in Poland,
mm-hmm.
very often we organize a party at home.
Mm-hmm.
That is really specific and different. And here it's a really important role of a woman, because usually it's she prepares everything, food,
mm-hmm.
it's a host
mm-hmm.
of a house. So that is completely different. And here we, in Scotland, we do both. We go to a pub, but sometimes also we invite people at home.
Mm-hmm.
Or we go
even Scottish somewhere. Friends to show
mm-hmm.
how we spend time to have a pint of Polish beer, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. What about the way you dress? Has it changed?
Yeah, that's when I came here at the beginning, it was one of the first things which I was surprised of, because the fashion is different, I think. Poland, it's the fashion in Poland, it's mostly European style. And here it's American style.
Mm-hmm.
So girls, I think, will in informal style mostly. Mm-hmm. The style is informal a little more.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm observing myself and some of our friends, the most significant change is that after you start to eat a Scottish food, you need the clothes two sizes bigger or something. Because of this all unhealthy food mm-hmm. and lack of fresh vegetables and so on. But and 3D meals and mm-hmm. fast foods mm-hmm. and so on. The fast food takeaways are also much more affordable than in Poland, mm-hmm. so people eat them more and mm-hmm. you can see that in your belt.
Would you say when you're in the street, do you think women look different? Because obviously, not that you look at women all the time, yeah. But you must sometimes.
Yeah, they look different, the way they wearing. I think, if I'm not a fashion specialist, but as I can observe, women's hair they seems to me, if she will see something on the display in the high street shop, she will go and she will buy the whole set, you know, mm-hmm. from the top of the head to the bottom, and she will wear here. In Poland, it seems to me that the women have more invention in creating the clothes, and mm-hmm. also some women seems to be not aware that if something looks good in size 8, it will still mm-hmm. look good in size 20, and they still are wearing that, and I think mm-hmm. that's the downside of looking at the women here.
Mm-hmm. Do they spend more money on clothes here?
Yes, I think.
But also, it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about on weekend nights? Have you noticed anything special about the way women dress, maybe?
The style is a little more smart,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But about also free time, I noticed that it's also a big difference. Women of the age about 40, 50, very often go for a pub to have a drink, and in Poland it's not like that, I think. Mm-hmm. Still this role of woman, it's traditional, and mm-hmm. They stay at home. Mm-hmm. They can meet friends, but at home. That, mm-hmm. of course, sometimes you can meet a woman a little elder in a pub, but here it's most popular. I think.
Mm-hmm. What about the way people here look at religion, women? Is it something special about religion in Poland that you don't see here? Any religion, really?
Yeah, that is a little different here, and something new for us, because we met another culture, another religion,
mm-hmm.
Like Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know exactly very well,
mm-hmm.
just a little, and we observe that. But about Christianism, it's similar, but I think people here, it's more honest. If they go to a church, they mm-hmm. go. In Poland, very often they go because of neighbors. What mm-hmm. my neighbor will say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I think it's better, because they are honest, and if they mm-hmm. practice, they practice. If not, it's not only for show to people.
Has your life changed, your religious life here? Did you?
No, the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, maybe now about the general role in the society and the way women are treated by men, because they sometimes, European women sometimes comment that they're not let through the doors like they do in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they they don't get kisses on their hand when they greet. Have you noticed anything like that?
Yeah, of course. That is this gentleman customs in Poland. I think it's very nice. And here, relation between a boy and a girl is more partner. So, yeah. Also, I think here it's more freedom about the different about gays and relationships of the same
sex.
Yes. So in Poland it's still strange. And in a town it's better, but in a village very often it's a problem, I think. So society is more tolerate, I think, here.
I think also as for your position, the unofficial relation partnerships are treated here almost the same way like marriages. When in Poland, if you're not married, you have no rights as a couple.
Do you think women who are in relationships which are not legal in Poland, they're looked at differently by maybe their neighbors?
That depends if it's in a village or in a town.
I was rather thinking about how the state treats the people who are in informal relationships.
Here it's much
better. Here you got in every forms, you got married or living as married, and no one really care if you had a wedding or not. In Poland, you have to have paper, stamp.
It's not easy in Poland, really complicated, because if you live in an unmarried couple and, for example, your boyfriend has an accident and he's at hospital in Poland, even you can't visit him, because you are not his family. So, yeah, that is, here it's better, much better.
Great. So how much do you think that your life has changed? The attitudes, for instance, to equality, was that, did you come to Glasgow with this attitude?
Or? Of course, each new place change people, and a new place, it's also people, new experiences, so develops your personality. So I think, I've changed. And at the beginning, it wasn't easy for me because of the language and because new place, new experience is people and even friends. That takes time to make friends. And now it's better, much better. And we can, I hope, make profits from living here, but also give something. That is the life, I think. And it's really a great experience. We meet new people, a new culture. We visit Scotland, which is really beautiful. So, yeah, that create your personality. So it's a good experience, I think.
Fantastic. Well, the last question is about the Glasgow Women's Library. Are you in a way a member of it? Because I've learned about you through the Glasgow Women's Library. I got your contact details from them, from one of the teachers.
Not yet, but I hope in the future we learned about it a little on the internet. I heard something. It's I think it's a good idea because that help women to develop, and also it's a great information resource. So it's a great idea, I think.
Do we have places like that in Poland at all?
It's new, but I heard something. Yeah, we have in Poland, there are gender studies, something like that. You heard something? Could you explain that?
And they are making some research about women's role in the society. So they are at the university and they are pretty vibrant. But also I saw on the website that the Glasgow Women Library is also to help women in several problems. And I think in Poland is quite different because we got plenty of organization, and which of every of them is focusing on the very narrow field. There's no such a widespread organization. It's only created for one or two reasons: to help lonely mothers, or to help the foreign women, or to help with drug problems or the human trafficking. So they are always focusing on the very narrow field.
Do you think there are places in Poland where women can meet and be together?
I think yes, but I don't know personally.
I can't think of any. Okay, that's fine.
I think there's a church for the elderly women.
Church.
Ah, I do. Yeah.
And also I heard that it's because in the under the previous regime there was very vibrant cultural life in the villages. It was was run by the state, like the clubs of the how we can call it, the country housewives or whatever.
Yeah.
And that all disappeared after the transformation. But now it's comes back, and it's the women that are responsible for reviving it, because it's just a good idea and women needs places to meet. So after 20 years gap, they restart the meetings of the societies or something. But that's only from the article I read recently.
Okay, fantastic. I think that's it. I think that we've finished.